Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, really.
My pleasure. Now, how did Psycho exactly go beyond the boundaries in the film industry in its time?
There are a number of ways that the film moves things in cinema, and some are kind of quite banal and industrial, and some I think, you know, we might think of more in terms of themes and ideas about what horror is. I mean, I suppose the most striking for us now and initially to when we think about film is what it did in horror. And really the kind of key thing to understand about Psycho is that it's not the first film, but one of the first films in the kind of Hollywood context that is bringing horror sort of into our own backyards. The idea of horror, as many of your listeners will know, was, you know, that it was often set in, you know, Transylvania or some weird place that wasn't, you know, downtown Phoenix, Arizona. What we're getting in this film is Hitchcock's bringing the idea of horror and the origins and the source of horror right into the sort of local.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, it's such a, you know, prolific film, and Psycho, yeah, as it was known to be a horror and thriller movie. So how do you think Alfred Hitchcock, looking at those genres specifically, kind of revolutionized them and I guess kind of influenced the way that they are now?
Yeah, well, in terms of the sort of revolution of the time, I suppose, what you're getting, and this is very much in terms of the idea of bringing it to the local, I mean, the really, like the domestic, I mean, the source of horror is not some crazy vampire from somewhere in Central Europe. It's not some alien from out of space. It's not some freakish kind of ghoul that's been recreated by a mad scientist in a lab. It's like the home. It's the relationship between the mother and the son and the kind of connections of relationships that come out from that, you know, what we would basically call family life, that was the source of horror. So that really, I think, is what we still find quite challenging. And what at the time I think was kind of thought of as almost kind of disgusting. I think I remember, I mean, even I wasn't born when this film was out, but I remember talking to my father and, you know, I mean, he was a pretty liberal kind of guy, but he sort of said, oh no, you know, too dirty. I never saw it when it was released. And I think it, you know, because it challenged people, because it made us all start to think, hang on, what are our relationships like with our parents or our children or whatever? It's a very scary notion that the source of horror is within the family itself.
Well, that's exactly, I'd actually like to touch on that, because we are seeing that a lot in many horror films nowadays, like Hereditary would be a really good example of that, as well as The Lodge came out very recently. How do you think Psycho, in terms of how it represents family in the horror genre, has kind of influenced other horror movies to kind of like take a step back and look at the representation of family?
Yeah, well, I think, as you say, the kind of constant, really since then, it was the family was seen to be open game for the horror film. I mean, it was always there, buried away in I mean, you know, we might look at Frankenstein or Dracula or all those kind of great monsters as somehow representative of energies from the unconscious, the psychoanalysts would say, but and therefore, you know, it could be your mum or your dad or whatever. But, you know, the explicit nature of it, so the idea that you could start, you know, directing the blame at those people you live with and those people who sort of brought you up and gave birth to you, sort of thing. It's that immediacy that the family is now, as I say, fair game. I mean, in another sense, what most filmmakers have done with Hitchcock is to pick it up both in terms of its kind of thematic content, but also in terms of its formal qualities. That is, you know, how the film is made, both in a very specific sense in terms of camera work and editing and sound, but also how to place the film kind of industrially. I mean, we think of Hitchcock as, you know, the sort of master of suspense, Hitchcock, and the idea of, you know, getting into the sort of sophisticated thriller. And remember, you know, prior to Psycho, he worked with A-grade talents. He was making what were considered A-grade films or A films in his day. But this film started what we would come to think of as a B-grade kind of thing. And therefore, that was why, you know, it was largely seen as somewhat disreputable at the time.
Right, of course. And last but certainly not least, Alfred Hitchcock, I mean, historically kind of changed the way we saw, would go to see movies at the cinema, you know, before Psycho. There weren't really set times for films. You would just go into the cinema until the movie was done and then you'd watch the movie from the beginning. But yeah, with Psycho, there were set play times, and there was also kind of the first sense of spoiler alert, in which audiences were begged not to spoil the ending. So do you think Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho was kind of the beginning of the way that we not only view movies, but the way we view movies nowadays?
In some ways, it was. It brought a certain, I mean, all that business of just turning up to the cinema wherever, and, you know, the famous phrase, "Oh, you know, this is where we came in, so therefore we've seen the movie once around up to the point." Those ideas, you know, were changed certainly by him and the idea and the ideas of set times and all the things you've mentioned, Ruby. But really, you do have to understand that Hitchcock is, you know, in my view and in a view of a lot of people who think and write about Hitchcock, he's a showman, and he's relying on traditions that go way back to the days of vaudeville and live theatre and all of these other forms. So in many ways, he has taken on so much of that, you know, how do you put on a good show for the delight and pleasure of the audience, and also use those techniques to kind of increase the hype to a large extent. And that's what Hitchcock certainly does all throughout his career. We think of Hitchcock as an auteur, that is, you know, with having those that identity as a serious artist. And we think about him a lot in that kind of context, because a lot of French film theorists in the 1960s started to talk about him as if he was Michelangelo or something. But this idea, you know, he's putting this idea of the auteur together with the guy that makes trashy B-grade movies and increasing the hype and the publicity value even more.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great having you on to talk about this.
Always great to talk about good film, Ruby. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure.